Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf tzadik ches. We're starting roughly 9-10 lines from the top of the Yomna. We're continuing to talk about in Yonei Moshiach. And the Gemara says, the Omer of Abba, Ein lecha keitz megula mizeh. You won't find a pasuk that is more goloi, more revealing about the coming of Moshiach, Amiyat Hashem, than the pasuk that we're going to learn now. Shneem, it says, the pasuk, Yatem hori Yisrael, anbchem titnu, Ufreichem tisu li am Yisrael, and then it says v'goymer. And the key words for this Gemara are really the next couple of words, and that is ki kervu lavoi. So this pasuk is telling us that Amiyat Hashem, the Hori Yisrael, well, the anpachem titenu, they're going to go and give. What are they going to give? Ufreichem tisu li am Yisrael. There's going to be Baruch Hashem peiros, plenty of food to eat, and then ki kervu lavoi. That's the siman that the Mashiach is koreit to come. That is similar to what we had in the Gemara yesterday. You recall that we went through the 7 years of the Shemitah cycle, and then in the starting for the fourth year, it's soiva ve'ina soiva b'chamisha soiva gadol v'oichlin v'shoisin u'smeichin v'teir chozeres l'mdeha. So therefore, that's a simon that there's going to be a tremendous bounty in the land. Says Gemara, just like we learned yesterday about the Seder Shemitah, those 7 years, is going to be a tremendous bounty. That's what it's telling us. The Hori Yisrael, the Anofim, the Peiros, and Hashem, it's going to be a tremendous bounty. And then you'll know, ki kerev olavai, that Mashiach is on his way, that he's very, very close. Similarly, Reb Luzer Oimer Af Mizav, another Pasuk, Shenemer says in the Pasuk, ki lifnei hayom vahem, schara odam loiniya uschara behim einena uliyotze lovei ein sholem min hatzar. This pasuk comes from the exact opposite end of the spectrum. The previous pasuk said there's going to be lots of good food and bounty is a siman that the keitz hagula is coming quickly. Loza says just the opposite. The pasuk tells you over here that unfortunately things are going to be so bad. Schara odam loiniya, people will not have panosa. Even the behemoths, they will not have panasa. What means they won't have panasa? Is it Rashi? Because people would typically hire or lease behemoths. They would go to Hertz, rent a behemoth, and they would go and rent behemoths for plowing in the field and for helping out whatever farm animals do. And even there, there won't be anybody that's going to be hiring or leasing such animals. What does that mean? We'll see in another moment. But why is this reminiscent, or why does it indicate that Mashiach is on his way? Because one of the simonim that we said in the Gemara yesterday was Dover Acher Ad Shetichle Peruta Min Hakis. When things are going to be desperate, people will not have panasa, the animals will not be hired, will not be leased, and it's going to be geferich. So that's a simon that Mashiach is on its way. What does it mean? Uliyotze love ain't shalom. My liyotze love ain't shalom in atzar. Rav, Omer, after mina chacham, shekosa behem sholem. Normally by timna chacham, it says that when they're learning the shmak, they bring sholem. Chesiv, sholem rav lehavi seresacha. In this case, however, ein sholem. Why? Mepnei tzar. Even though normally timna chacham, they reflect, they represent, they exemplify the mid of sholem, there's going to be peace. There's voy besufa, the seif naso, you haven't said was there. However, now, because of the fact that there is no panasa, so even with the Talmid Chacham, they unfortunately are not going to see Sholem at that time. Why? Because they're going to have to run around for Panasa. And in Kemach, in Torah, if there's no food, it's very difficult to go and learn. Rashi adds, Min Hatzor, Rashi about third down the Amid, either Miroith Tzoris, there's so many Tzoris going on, no food, no money, no nothing. The Yetzirah is unfortunately going to have a major impact at that time. Anyway, these are all simanim that Mashiach is on his way. Shmuel Amar, at you kol hasha'orim kulam shkulam. That it says, uliyotze v'lovei ein sholem means that all the sharm, sharm over here means the food items, they'll all have the same price. What does that mean, they'll all have the same price? So Rashi has two pshat. Pshat number one is that everything is going to be super cheap. The shar hatvua and yayin revocha, Sai, the most basic item, which is tvur, and Sai, Yain Ravocha, which is a nice Italian wine from 50 years ago that's going to be very expensive. They're all going to be the same price as Rashi, because it'll be Soiva Godoy. That's like the first pasuk that we just had. that Baruch Hashem will be plenty of food, plenty of bounty. The second pshat says Rashi, shkulen shovin shekulen yikarim. Just the opposite. Everything will be expensive. Even a dozen eggs will be $11.99. It's going to be gefährlich. It's going to be very expensive. And that's like the second pshat that the schar odom le'niyeh, schar v'heimei nena, yoytzev lovi in sholem in hatzor, the tzor is all of it. Now what does it have to do with kol ha'sha'orim kulen shkulen? So one of the mafarshim says, very, very beautifully, how does the average individual make money if he is in the food business or other types of commodities? He buys cheap wholesale and he sells it expensive retail. And of course, the differential is his profit margin. Ah, here he's saying, Kalashon, Kulin, Shkulin, that both the wholesale price and the retail price will be the same. No, no. What does the Gemara say? Zaman, Zaman, Tagre, Ikri. You're going to go and buy and sell at the same price. You'll make a million transactions. But each one of them, you don't earn a penny. Tagrikri, he's going to be called a merchant. He's a fool. What you have to do is you have to be able to make money by buying cheap and selling retail. They're all going to be the same. Liyot b'shola im shola. Am Reb Chanina, im ben David bo achi is bakish dag l'choyle v'lo yimtze, or lo yimotze. They're going to try to find a fish for a choyle, and they won't be able to go and find it. What means you won't be able to find fish? Shenever it says in the pasuk, "Oz ashkia meimayim v'naroisim kishemen oilech." The naharois, that is the rivers and the swamps and the marshes and all the waters, the lakes, are all going to be like shemen. What means that they're going to be like shemen, like oil? Says Rashi, "Kulan kifuyin." They're all going to be like congealed. In other words, very, very thick. What do they call it? The viscosity. The thickness of the water is going to be like the thickness of shemen, and therefore you're not going to be able to go and pull out the fish because it's just going to be like congealed water. See Rashi in the middle of the yomen on the right. Kishemen oilich, right in the middle. Shiyukulon kifuyin. Kifuyin means congealed. In Yiddish, faglivet. Vekimen shehin kifuyin, since it's congealed. Ein dogem nimtzambich b'cheka. If you're going to try to go and grab a fish or chop a fish with a cheka, which is a fish hook, it's not going to go because it won't go beyond the congealed water, that's thick water like shemen. Now what does it have to do with achis bakish dag b'choyle? So I think it's Ben Yoyoda that explains that normally if you have someone that is sick and you want to go and give him strength, you don't go and feed him salad, you go and feed him a nice piece of meat, you go and give him a piece of chicken, and that will hopefully give him nutrients and strength that he'll be able to rebuild his strength. Not only will they not be able to afford meat or chicken, they won't even be able to get fish. That's how bad the situation will be at that time. Because that's why the Pasuk says, oh, when these things are so desperate, b'yemahu atzmiach keren lebeis Yisrael, mi'etz Hashem, the Geula and the Mashiach are on its way. The Mashiach won't come until the end of the Malchus Hazala. Now Rashi explains Malchus Hazala means that we, Klal Yisrael, during a lot of our earlier days, had Baruch Hashem our own malchus, our own government that had autonomy and was in charge of Jewish affairs. However, the time has come that unfortunately that's no longer the case. We do not have a Jewish government. We have to live with the decrees of the local governments wherever we find ourselves. So the Malchus Hazala, says Rashi, is shum shultonis li Yisrael afilu shultonis kala bedala. We're not going to have any autonomy whatsoever, even in small things. Gunish, we're all going to be toloi in the governments of the Gentiles, and therefore, when that occurs, oh, that's when Mashiach will come. Shneimar, like it says in the pasuk, karata hazalzalim b'mazmeiros. Hazalzalim in our Gemara means the malchus hazalim. But unfortunately, we don't have any autonomy, any government, anything that we are in charge. Gunish. And that will be cut. V'choras, alzal, b'mazmeiros. Mazmeiros are like with sickles, that it's going to all be cut down. Nothing left.
How do you translate dala in less word in Rashi, please? Kala v'dala, light and...
Dala is poor? No.
Exactly, impoverished.
Dala.
So we're not even going to have a poor shultan. It's not a shultan, it's a billions of dollars, not even for $1,000. Gunish. We're not going to have anyone, any autonomy, any government to which we can look to and say, oh, they're the ones. So that's all going to be cut. What's going to happen after that? At that time, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give a present to the Am, to the folk, in Jewish people, that are unfortunately under anguish and suffering and in pain, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to go and give them the present. What's the name of the present? The present is going to be the Mashiach. We will see Mirchem on the Amid Beis that Shai LaHashem is Rosh HaTevis Shiloi, those were the two words together, and that one of the names of Mashiach is Shiloi, because Kadosh Baruch Hu will give us a present. We'll see that Mirchem on the Amid Beis.
Brother Shai.
This is Adshe Voshilo. We have that...
Exactly. The Mor's going to bring them the Yom Beis. Yes, Hashem. If you... Okay, since everybody wants to get ready now, I see everybody's getting nervous about it, so we'll take a quick look over there.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, something like that. You look on the Amid Beis, Tzadik Ches Amid Beis, the second wide line, all the way in the bottom. Second wide line, all the way in the bottom. It says, Debeir of Shiloh Amri, Shiloh Shemoy Shenemar, Ad Kiyovoy Shiloh. Good, it says Shiloh?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's the Shiloh that we're talking about. Moreover, the Gemara is going to say, or Rashi is going to say that's the Shai, not only brother Shai, but also the Shai, that's a present.
So just in general, there seems to be a very wide spectrum of what to expect in the end of days. What are we to take away from this?
It's all going
to
be true. It's all be true.
Meaning not all of these are going to be true concurrently?
No, concurrently, Zichanan. But yesterday, remember, we said that it's going to be 7 years. And of the 7 years, the Gemara says that the first year is going to be Vamtarti al Ir Achas, Val Ir Achas Loyamtir. Some cities will have a bounty and some not. Shniya Chitzirov Mishdalchen. Rashi said yesterday means everywhere there's going to be pockets of poverty and famine. Shlishit, in the third year, Rav Godoil, there's going to be such a famine in the land. Mesim Anoshim and Noshim Betaf, Chasidim Vanshim Masa, Vetir Mishdakachas Mulyamda. Things are going to be desperate. Now the clock has turned. Soiva the Aina Soiva. Yeah, there are pockets of Baruch Hashem where there is a lot of bounty other places. Babachash Mishis in the 5th year. Soiva Godel, Va'oichlin, Beshoisin, Usmeichin, etc., etc. So you see, all of these are Simanim. They're coming at different times. So he's talking about, Shiach is almost there. Baruch Hashem, everything is fantastic. All the Pedras are blooming and there's so much food to eat, etc. The other one saying, yeah, but prior to that, don't forget that there's pruta ozlam and akis, there's no food, nobody has parnasa, and says gefanach. So they're not necessarily so. You could find them all consistent. Yes, what else would you like to add?
No, I'm just saying, so we're supposed to be hopeful that things will get bad so Mashiach comes?
I'm not saying that we're
right,
hopeful.
But if they're saying Mashiach will only come when things are bad,
if you want to ask me my own personal opinion, yes, what would you like to say?
Now, people do tshuva, then you don't need all these bad things.
We're going to talk about that shortly.
Okay, fight then. You're skipping the movie.
I didn't start going to the next dawn.
If you remember, the Gemara said on the Amud Beis yesterday, "Im yismamea chakeloi." If unfortunately he's delayed, have patience and wait and have aspirations and keep on saying every day, "Achakeloi, achakeloi, b'chol yom shiyavai." So now, if you're going to see that things are really, really bad, don't think, "Oh, it looks like Mashiach is not coming." Forget those are the simanim of Mashiach. If you're going to think things are great, who needs Mashiach? Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, there's such a bounty in the land, there's so much affluence. No, we need Mashiach. So each one of these are simonim that Mashiach is on his way, and we'll be here shortly, Mirat Hashem, Madafno Bizal Chivati. And we continue on. Now, our Gemara, Rashi explained, Malchus Hazal in Yisrael is referring to that there's no Jewish autonomy anymore, anywhere. However, I think it's the Yad Ramah, or one of the other Mefarshim say that the word Zala is referring to low-life type of Malchus. What means low-life type of Malchus? The Malchus Edoim, the Roman Empire. The Edoim that has been in charge for so many years, we're in what's called today Golas Edoim, when that Malchus Zala, Zala meaning in terms of being low-life, no good nicks, denigrants, all of these types. I don't want to say woke, because some people might get a little bit offended.
Degenerates.
Oh, so those are the ones that... Once those are ended, then you know Mashiach is on his way. Right, Omaz Iri Omer Abchanina, Ein Ben David Bo Ad Sheyichlu Gasi Ruach Mi Yisrael. You want Mashiach to come, you have to end people who are arrogant and pompous in Klai Yisrael. Shnema, Ki Oz Asir Mi Kerbecha, Ali Zei Gavosecha. I'm going to remove from you, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, those that delight in their gaiva, in their being arrogant. Uksiv, Bishar Tebekir Becha, Am Oni Vidal, V'chosu B'Shem Hashem. So then the Pasuk says, once all of those Gasei Ruach have been removed, then next Pasuk, these are two Pasukim back to back in Tzfanya, the next Pasuk is, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, after all of these Kreisa Knackers are away from the scene, what are we going to be left with? Normal Am Ani Vidal, Chos B'Shem Hashem, if they're going to have the expectation, their hopes of the Kodesh Baruch Hu will bring Mashiach and will take care of everything. You know when is going to come, when all of the judges are no longer. And the Mefarshim explain, we don't mean judges stam, we mean criminal judges. Judges, unfortunately, are not acting properly. And all of the corrupt and the criminal judges are out of the scene. Then Ben David will come. Okay.
On the corner.
Yeah, speak to him. Shenema Vashiva Yodi Alaich Ve'etzreif Kabor Sigoich. So the Gemara now goes and takes the Pasuk apart. Vashiva Shiftach Varishoina Ve'etzach Givachila. So what's like this? So the Gemara is telling you that Vashiva Yodi Alaich Ve'etzreif Kabor Sigoich Sigim are in
the
English.
Base metals, the cheap metals very that good. Are in the money to make it more...
Very good. So there's what they, in English is called dross, D-R-O-S-S, which soils the silver. Silver is normally nice and beautiful, but if you see the little dross, a little of this blackness, that it's getting tarnished on the sides. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, after we remove all of those bad shayftim, Vashiv Yad Yalech, I'm now going to return my hand to you, the etzroif, and I'm going to clean kabor like soap, sigoich, all of this bad dross, get rid of it, and then v'shiv shavtayich v'rishoyin, and then I'm going to return the amuliga, the erlich ha-shoftim like they should have been, and then society will be normal again with the coming of Mashiach. Oma ula in Yishlaim liftis ela b'tzdaka. You know, what's good? If you want to go and push it and get the Mashiach to come more quickly, give tzedakah. Shenema tzien b'mushpati ba'odeh. We will return to Tzion with tzedakah. Amr Papa, ibatli yehiri, ibatli amgushi, ibatli daini, ibatli gizerfti. What does this mean? The word yehiri means, again, those that are pompous and are arrogant. If those are cancelled out, those become bottle, then the amgushi will also be bottle. What are amgushi? Rashi says, tupshatim, either it's referring to mechashvim, people that are engaged in sorcery. Well, the second chat is those that are gidufei oivdei kachavim. Those are Gentiles that unfortunately are full of blasphemy against the Rabbeinu Shalom, against Yiddishkeit. So when the Yehiri, the pompous ones, are finished, then the Amgushi guys, the sorcerers, and these blasphemous Gentiles also be finished. Ibatli daini, if dayanim, criminal dayanim, the corrupt dayanim among Klal Yisrael are removed, Batli Gizirfati. The word Gizirfati, Rashi says Gizirfati are the Gentile enforcers or marshals that work on behalf of the court system. That if you have to, if the court system, a non-Jewish judge says, we have to go and give Pech, these are the guys that give the Pech. Those are the Gizirfati. So if we do no longer have corrupt judges among us, then we won't have to worry about the Gentiles enforcers. I'm going to remove all of the bediloyech. What does bediloyech have to do with anything? So Rashi says that bediloyech comes from the lashon of people that are mavdil, like havdolah. So if you look at four lines from the bottom of the Rashi on the right hand side, amgushi habdelim yiras hamakom. Those are people that are voidal, that separate themselves from worshipping Hashem or having a belief in God. So if I'm going to remove all of the hiri, all of the pompous guys, we're also going to remove all of those that are muvdal, that are separated from yiras hamakom. The batli daini batli gizirfati, the chassid said the pasuk, heser Hashem mishpatecho, so mishpatecho mishpatayich, that Hashem was going to remove Mishpatach, that means here the Shoftim, the bad Dayanim, and then Pono Oivayich, or Oivech, Pino Oivech. And then your enemies as well will also, Pino will also be removed. And those are the Gezirfati, says Rashi, that we spoke about, those Gentile enforcers that give Pech, and then Mashiach is on his way. Omer Yechanan, Imre Isidor Shemismait Vahoylech. If you see that the door is going lower and lower, in terms of in terms of poverty. They keep on going deeper into poverty. And then Chakeloi, oh, that's the simon. Shenem avias am oni toshia. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to help out the am oni. This is again consistent with the Gemara in the Yomid Aleph that the Gemara said that ain't been David Ba Shetichla Pruta Menakis. When people become totally poor, and this is consistent with the second drasha we had at the top of the Yomid, where it said that is no schar odom leinia schar behemainana, etc. etc. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Imr Isidor Shetzoris Rabbis Boyos Olav Kinohar. You see that lots of tzoris and nebuch accumulating like a nohar, nor like an ever-flowing river. It never stops. The river keeps on flowing and flowing, and the tzoris keep on flowing and flowing. You think, oh, this tzoris is over, a new one comes on. Chakei lo wait for Mashiach. Shenema, ki yovei kanohar tzor, ruach Hashem noises a boy. That it's going to come like nohar tzor. Like Nohar Tzor means like a very narrow river coming and flowing. Ruach Hashem noises avoy. What's the Lashon noises of? Rashi says it at the top. Kimoy kim sois noises kimoy achalim sos. Ruach amokim lekeves umisraba uison im hatzoris avoyis shafu miskaven lihashmida. That the Ruach amokim is here. It's lekeves. Unfortunately, it's making holes, so to speak. Umachreves. And it makes chorev with tzoris avoyis. If Chas Hashem, Rabbi Nishlan too is on the side of the Tzoris Machers and he's helping and assisting in Amachud the Tzoris. And if I'm going to repeat shortly the word from your Sefer, you won't hear it, but everybody will tell you later on. V'somachle, and that was the Pasuk say shortly thereafter, V'olitzion Goyel. So when you see that unfortunately Tzoris are coming and Hashem is flowing with the Tzoris and helping the Tzoris, what is the Pasuk say shortly thereafter, that the Ula is on the way. You know when David HaMelech will come, either in a door which is Kulei Zakai, everybody at Tzadikim, or everybody Chayim, everybody is Rishon. How do I know? When the whole Am is full of Tzadikim, Rashi said, "Lo Yishu Aretz" means that they're going to go back to Eretz Yisrael, and the Gula will be here and will take over Eretz Yisrael again. B'dor shekulei chayim dechsev v'yar ki ein ish. He saw that there's no person. What means there's no person? No person of an erlecha. V'yishtoyimen ki ein mafgia. There's nobody that learns and nobody that davens. Nobody knows how to daven. Nobody does mitzvahs. V'yishtoyimen, he becomes nebuch bewildered. He becomes amazed. Uksiv, what happens after that? Lamani Esses, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, if there is no Ish and there's no Mafgia, no one's doing Mitzvah Samas and Toivim, unfortunately everybody is corrupt, then Lamani Esses, then I'm going to bring it for myself, even though you may not be deserving, I'm going to bring it for myself, because I promised. So Chakeloi, either way, but the Kuli Chayiv, Kuli Zakai, Mashiach kept. Om Alexandri, Rabbi Yishuv, and Levi Rami, I have a steer, Ksiv, it says one pasuk be'ita, that means Mashiach will come in its time. Uksiv achishana, achishana means I will speed it along. Zocho achishana, lezocho be'ita. So this is quite famous, that Mashiach will come. When's Mashiach coming? Be'ita achishana. Be'ita means in its time, achishana, it will come rapidly, it will come quickly. So the two on the surface would seem to be incongruent, inconsistent, contradictory. Either it's becoming be'ita, it's coming in its time, or it's coming achishana, or it's going to come quickly. I'm sorry?
I forgot which of Torah this is that we read this. Be'ita
achishana. I also forget, but I guess you can look it up. Anyway, so what's it? Din zocho, if the zoicha, meaning they do mitzvah samas and toivin, they're mispalad abayin yishnerim, yes, we're doing tshuva, we want Mashiach to come, achishana, then it's going to come quickly. Le'zocho, unfortunately, if we're going to sit on our hands and say, well, yom Mashiach, nish Mashiach, then be'ita, whenever it's predetermined time, that's when it's going to come. So now, over the years, we find that many, many, even back in the time, back first in our Gemara, yesterday we had, it's going to come after 4,000 years, or 4,250 years, or after 4,291 years. We had a lot of chishboinus yesterday. And based on Psukim in Daniel, throughout the generations, Rishonim, Achroinim have all pondered Psukim like Idon, Idonin, Uplag Idon, that we said means 3.5. We said 3.5 times the 40, which got us to 1,400. But maybe it's referring to not only the Zman of the Golus in the times of Mitzrayim, We should also add to that the Golas Bavel, the 70 years in between. Oh, so now make it 470, multiply it by 3. There have always been cheshbonos over the years to try to figure out when Mashiach will come. Rashi in Daniel says, Rab and Betuvim have tried to figure out the time, and unfortunately all of the times and calculations that they've made have already passed, and unfortunately Sinishda. Even the Hilke Chofetz Chaim in Mishnah Berurah, it's actually in Bir Halacha, this is in Simen Tuf Chof Ches, where the Mechaber deals with Kviyas HaMoyadim, when all the Yom Tovim will be and won't be over all the years. This is all based on the Torah, which is ultimately based on the Luach that was made many years ago by Hillel. Which Hillel?
The second.
Hillel the second. And based on that, we have the Kviyas for all the years, meaning there are certain cycles. The Bir Halacha first of them is 13 Machzorim, that keep on going around and around and around, meaning that starting from that first Machzor, the first year will be that Hashanah will be in this year, and the second year Hashanah will be in that year, but not that year. It will be on this day. We know this, for instance, Lo Adu Rosh, Rosh Hashanah cannot come out on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, but it can come out the other days. So then you have a whole list of which years you can expect that Rosh Hashanah will come out on Mondays, and when it will come out on Thursdays, when it's going to come out on Shabbos, and so on and so forth. So there's a whole calendar, so to speak, which is codified and included in the Torah and the later Achrayim. So now the Bir Halacha comments, Bir Halacha of the Chofetz Chaim, that sometimes you find when you look through the Torah or the later Mefarshim, there are Tu'uyos Hadfus, there are mistakes. Not because the person who wrote it made a mistake, but you can see because the similarity of the letters, the printer didn't do a good job, and therefore there are mistakes. So he says, those kikul mitfus that already happened in previous years, no, masha hoya hoya, we don't need to correct it, because those years have passed. But he says, v'chein al shnas tofshin mem gimel. Tofshin mem gimel was 1983, Lemberg, it says that the machzor is Beis Shin Zayin. Futoy said first, it really should go and say Zayin Shin Gimel. Achkach Matzasi came at Fus Yashin. In fact, in an earlier print, I found that. But it says in Be'er Halacha, Ve'ein Lana Lidoy Kolkach Yoyse. We don't really have to worry anymore about the set Zmanim from yesteryear. Ki Bavade Ba'esahi, meaning on Tovshin Mem Gimel. Ve'gam Harbi Koidim Yehagula, Unekadish Alpiriyah. The Gula will have come, and we'll be back to the good old days when Mekadosh Alpira Iyah, that two Edom will come in front of the Bezin, will say, we saw the new moon, and they'll ask him a bunch of questions. Where was it on the horizon? Was it to the right, to the left, up, down, etc.? And then after the Risha V'Chakira, they'll say, Mekudosh Achodish, etc. So you see, when the Chofetz Chaim was so confident that Mashiach is on his way, he said, by the time Tovshin Mem Gimel, Mashiach will have come a long time by then. Ein lanu lidoy kol kach yoyse. Yeah, sure. Last two, three lines here in the Bir Halacha.
So what happened in 1983?
What happened in 1983, people went around their business and
the
everything
Russians
was great.
Russians shut down a Korean airliner.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah, KAL.
Okay, but unfortunately, Mashiach didn't come. There is the Malbim in Sefer Daniel, it gives a lot of space and a lot of attention to calculating when Mashiach is going to come. Later, or contemporaries and later Mefarshim were critical of the Malbim, saying, "Ein lano esik ben historis." We, those that are, what was the Lashon Gemara yesterday? Those that are trying to calculate the kitzin, kolu kol hakitzin, they nedava toli el b'tshuva. There's no purpose in trying to figure out anymore when the kitz is going to come, because all of the times that they should have come, that have been calculated by all of the Rishonim and all of the Achroim, etc., unfortunately, they've all passed. And even the Hedek Chofetz Chaim said, by 1983 for sure. And unfortunately, it has not happened. The Gemara even used a little bit of a sharp term, Tipach Atzman Shel Mechash VeKitzin. All of those people that have made all these cheshbonos, and then after that, their times have passed, then they become exasperated and they start losing hope. No. Filius Mameach HaKeloi. So people are somewhat critical of the Malbim. So Mendi, as you know, printed a book within the last year, which is called Gedoyli Yisrael, which has in it the yard sites of the various Gedoylim. And he brings on the yard side of the Malbim this criticism of the Malbim, and then he brings from the Rabbi Teichtal, that was Rabbi Cheskel Shloime Teichtal, who wrote the Ach Pri Tavu or something similar like that. Eim Abonim Semecha. Rabbi Teichtal was a bit of a controversial figure himself, because originally he was a Minkach Chusid, and the Minkach were very anti-Tzioni, similar to Neturi Karta, etc. And as the war came, and as people were able to flee Europe, those people that were able to flee Europe and come to Eretz Yisrael, so he became a little bit warmer to the Zionists, thinking, oh, Baruch Hashem, in a sense, they are our geula for those people that are able to escape and be able to survive. Unfortunately, he too was killed in the war. Anyway, so he was responding to this criticism of the Malbim, and he says, in the name of the Malbim, hearing the criticism, why are you devoting so much time and trying to calculate when the geula is going to come? So he said, Moshel l'mahadavadayna, that you have a father and son who are traveling from a small town in Poland to the Moshel to Lemberg. Lemberg, also known as Lviv, or Lviv. And the time it's going to take, they were going to go in by horse and buggy, it's going to go and take them a week. And as they're about to start their trip, the son asks the driver, can you tell me how quickly we're going to get there? And then the father scolds the son, and he says to the son, why are you asking such stupid questions? That's foolish. Don't you know this? We're talking about, it's going to take a while till we get to Lemberg. You know, asking a question like that doesn't make sense. Okay. 6-7 days later, they're now shortly getting there, and now the father asks the driver, driver, can you tell me how much longer it is to Lemberg? And the driver says, it's going to take another hour and a half. Oh, fine. And then the son looks to the father and says, father, when I asked this question a few days ago, you were so upset at me, and you said, oh, why are you asking such foolish questions? I asked the same question that you did. And he asked, when are we going to get there? No, and it's nonsense, it's foolish. And now you ask the same question. So the father said, there's one big difference. When you're starting out at that time, who knows what's going to happen over the next few days? There could be traffic, there could be accidents, chas v'shalom, there could be other tie-ups. There's no way of knowing. You don't ask at the outset. But when you have to be almost there, then you can go and ask how much longer. So said the Malbim, the same thing applies to the Ketzer Geula. Those that tried to figure it out many, many, many years ago, unfortunately, there was still a long journey ahead. That's why, unfortunately, it has not come yet, and you could be critical about those that asked that question or that were trying to calculate, and they figured out 300 years ago, and 200 years ago, and 100 years ago. But now we're mamish be'ikvas of the Mashiach. The Mashiach is any day now it's going to happen. So now we're almost there. Almost there, then it's proper to go and ask how much longer it's still going to take. That's the vote that's quoted in Mendy's Sefer. Ask Mendy for a copy, he'll be happy to share it.
When did the Malbim leave?
Malbim passed away in the late 1800s, like 1876 or something like that.
Someone on the Shiva quoted to me the Malbim, I never saw it inside. It says, Behuyo Lichenio Komamios de Anseno, that he said the Mashiach will come from America because it's the only nation that has Komamios.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it has, you know, as uprightness.
As what?
As upright.
Upright.
The Americans?
All the other governments are corrupt, you're saying.
Right, relative to the United States.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Singapore.
Okay, so let me get back to it. So the Gemara says, bottom line is, B'itach Hishana, if we are Zoyche, it's going to happen quickly. If we're not Zoyche, it's going to happen in its predetermined time, whenever that happens to be. So that really answers the questions. All of those times that we find quoted by the Rishayim and Achrayim, Malbim, even Chavetz Chaim, all of those times, based on the calculations, appropriately Mashiach could have come, should have come, would have come, but unfortunately we were not Zoyche because we didn't rise to the occasion in doing tshuva and being worthy of Mashiach to come. Mi'at Hashem, Chakilai, he's coming shortly. Omer Alexander, Rabbi Shimon Levi Rami Yastastir, Ksim, one pasuk says, V'aru im anone shemaya, kbar inish ata. The Gemara is assuming that both of these psukim are referring to the Mashiach's coming, and the first pasuk says that he's going to come with the Anne Shemaya, with the clouds up in the heavens, which Rashi says that means he's going to come quickly. The other pasuk says, no, that the Mashiach is going to come Oni V'roich Al Chamar, and since it's a Chamar and not a Tesla, it's going to take much, much longer. Is the Chastira, is he going to come quickly? Is he going to come on a Chamar, which is going to be slow? So do more again. Zachu im an mishmai. If the zoicha they do tshuva and they are roi and they're worthy of Mashiach coming, Mashiach can come in an instant, as quickly as the clouds come out of the horizon, as quickly as they fade from the horizon. Then, unfortunately, it's going to take time to pass. Now the Gemara tells us somewhat of a jocular exchange between Shavu'ot Malka and Shmuel. Homily Shavu'ot Malka l'Shmuel. Shavu'ot Malka was a big king at the time. You find him in Shas, quoted a number of occasions. He asked Shmuel, Amritu, I learned the daf today, I was listening to one of the recordings, and I heard Mashiach al-Chamra Asi, that he's going to come on a chamar, on a donkey. You know what? Ishtalei susya barka d'isli, to go and quicken the pace, I'm happy to go and lend him my susya barka. So Rashi has two pshatim in susya barka. Rashi says, susya barka is one of the finest horses that he has, he's going to take out of the stable, and he's going to lend it to Mashiach. It's a genai, it doesn't look like a bizoyin, that Mashiach, the great Mashiach, is going to come on a chamar. I'm going to give him to Rashi a sus, surak, mechuvin, v'no'e, a nice, distinguished, a beautiful looking, as a, you should go and drive a Volkswagen. I'm going to go and give you a Tesla, the shadst and the best. That's one pshat. Rashi says, Mulaglikoye. He was kind of joking with him. The second pshat says, Rashi is not susya barka, but susya badka, from Meloshin Bedika. Sus bodviklarut. This was inspected. We just have an inspection certificate on the outside. It's good for another year. Everything is working beautifully, and it's going to run at 120 horsepower per miles per hour. So I'm willing to give you as a susya barka. So Rashi's malaglik, he was kind of poking fun. Amalei, so now he responded in kind. Shmuel said to Shavu'ot Malka, "Mi yisloch bar chiver kavni. We need that the chamor that's going to be written upon by the Mashiach is going to have 100 colors to it. It's going to be really colorful. Do you have a susya barka that has 100 colors?" And Rashi says that the word normally we think of chivrit being white, but Rashi says that's in Aramaic. In Persian, the word chivr means 100. If you want to go and lend us a good susya, it better have 100 colors, just like the chamor has. That's the chamor that the Mashiach would be riding on. So Rashi says this was kind of, he answered him in kind. Since he was malaglik, he smiled to him, he smiled back. Right, the Reb Shimon Levi Ashkech Leliyo. He found the Leliyo Novi, the Havikaimi Apischa de Ma'artu de Reb Shimon Ben Yechoy. He found him that he was at the Ma'ara, presumably in Miron, Reb Shimon Ben Yechoy. Oh, Malay, Asin Lialma de Asi. So, Reb Shimon Levi asked the Leliyo Novi, will I be Zochet to go to Asid Lovoy up in Shemayim and be Zochet to live in Asid Lovoy in the Olam Haba? Oh, Malay, Im Yirtza Oden Hazeh. Odin Hazeh says Rashi, that's referring to the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Rebbeinu Shalom who is standing here with us, so to speak. If he wants you to go, you'll go. I'm Reb Shimon Levi, Shnaim Reisi V'Koil Gimel Shemati. I saw two meaning Elio Anovi and myself, we were present, and I heard Taka third call meaning the reference to Odin Hazeh to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Omale, so now he asks Elio, Amos Osi Mashiach, when is Mashiach going to come? Amalei zil shayla l'didei, why don't you ask him? So he says, v'heche Yosef, where is he sitting that I should ask him? He's sitting at Pischa de Karta. Literally, Pischa de Karta means he's sitting at the opening, the outskirts of the city. However, Rashi says, we don't mean literally the outskirts of the city, but rather, we mean that Mashiach is sitting in the Gan Eden, and the Gan Eden is all over the world, and he's sitting now in that corner of the Gan Eden, which faces the Pesach Ho'ir. So you go out to the Pesach Ho'ir and look for the Gan Eden, and he's going to be sitting there in the Gan Eden opposite you, facing you. If I find him in the Gan Eden, there may be others in Gan Eden with him. How will I recognize him? He says, Yosef Beni Aniye Soivle Chaloim. You should go and see, he's sitting among all those that are sick, that have Chaloim, all different types of diseases. But Rashi says, in particular, Minugoyim. Minugoyim means that they have on them Nega Tzaras. He's going to be among them. How will you recognize him then? There can be another 5 or 10 or 100. How can you recognize? The Kulan Shoru Vasiri Bechad Zimna. All of them, if they have multiple Negoyim on their chest and on their belly and on their legs, whatever, so they're going to go and constantly open and close the bandages where that Nega Tzaras is, presumably to put on ointment or maybe just to get some ear to those spots, and they're going to go and open them all at the same time, meaning that each individual, if he has four or five such negoim, he's going to open up all the bandages simultaneously. But Ihu, however, Mashiach, Shari Chad V'Asri Chad, he's only going to open one at a time. Why? Because Omar Tilman Be'ina Deloy Iakiv. Maybe I'm going to be called, no, Mashiach, come on out. I can't go if all of my four or five bandages are all open. It's going to take me time to close them all up. So if I only open one bandage at a time, so I should be available literally at a moment's notice. Aha. Okay, so now that Reb Shimon Levi knows how to identify him, Ozla Gabesi went to the Pesach year. He found the Ganeden. He found the Mashiach. And Omalei, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Amoyri. Ah, Shalom Aleichem, he said to the Mashiach. Amalei, he said to him, Shalom Aleichem, Bar Levoi, meaning the son of Levi. Amalei, La'imis Osimar, Nu Ven Komtir, when are you coming? Amalei, Hayon today. Oh, Mazel Tov, Baruch Hashem, Mashiach is coming today. That's the end of the conversation. Now he returns to Eliyahu. Osel Gabaliyo, Amalei, my Amalech, Vosa De Gizok. Amalei, he said, Shalom Aleichem, Bar Levoi, Gizumtai. He said, Shalom Aleichem, Bar Levoi. Amalei, he said, by saying that, Eftachecha, Lecho, Ulavuch, Li'almad Yasi. Remember, your first question was, are you going to be zoicha to Olam Haba? He was maftiach you as Ya. Why, says Rashi? By the fact that he mentioned you, Bar, and your father, Levoi, that wasn't necessary. He could have just simply said, Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom. By adding Bar Levoi, that's a simon toiv that he's referring to both you and your father, as Tzitzam B'Shalom, or Lishalom, that you're going to go into Olam Haba. Amalei, but he said, Shikuri Kashakami. But he said, a lie. He said it's going to come today. Now it's already, 7:30 at night. It's already after Shkia, and it still hasn't come. Amalei hachi amlach. When he said hayoyim, he left out the rest of the pasuk. Hayoyim in bekoilis ishmo. If Klal Yisrael do tshuva, they listen to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Oy, is Mashiach going to come quickly? He can come even today. Shalom tamid es Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma. Amos ben David Bar. When's Mashiach going to come? Omar nisyari ni. I'm afraid to tell you, many ois, you're going to ask for me a sign, and I won't be able to produce that sign, and then you're going to belittle the whole thing, and you're going to say, yeah, that's good. Okay, we commit, we're not going to ask any sign from you. Okay, if you're not going to ask, I'll tell you, the kishiyipol hashar hazeh, v'yibana, v'yipol v'yibana, v'yipol v'ein maspikin liv noisoi, achikein, David, I'm sorry, my apologies. Achaben David, until Mashiach comes. Now, what does it mean that it's going to fall and it's going to come up again, etc.? So Rashi says that they were sitting at that time in Ir Roimi. And he says when this shar of the Ir Roimi is going to fall, it's going to be rebuilt once, going to be rebuilt twice, but it's not going to be rebuilt a third time. Because by the time the third time comes along, the Mashiach will come. Now, this is probably more of a mashal than actual. We're not talking so much about the Shah. We just mean the prominence and the strength of Rome, the Roman Empire, and the Roman government, etc., etc. When it's Yibol, it's first going to fall, but Yibol of it afterwards, it's going to come up again, and the Roman Empire will again be strong. And it's going to fall, and again it's going to be Yibol. But the time it falls the third time, and they're not able to rebuild themselves, oh, that's a simon that then David is on his cover. Now give us a sign to show that what you said is true. That was the tonight koyim lamasa, that you're not going to ask for an ice. You're right, but nevertheless, give us an ice. So he said, imkach, you want an ice? I'll give you an ice. May moris pamyas, as you know, pamyas is the same as banyas in Galil and Eretz Yisrael. You have the banyas, that people go always on Chol HaMoed and for vacations and for amusement, etc. So banyas is the same as pamyas. Pamyas is a waterfall that's there in Eretz Yisrael. The reason why I called it banyas is because the Arabs don't pronounce a pay, they pronounce a bays. They're mischal of the bays and the pays, so they call it banyas instead of pamyas. Anyway, when the Mei Moris Pamyas turns Lidom, when it will turn from water to blood, sounds like Mitzrayim, right? Benefcho Lidom, and the Taka happened, it was Taka that happened to them, he gave them the ois, so these are the correct instructions or a date line when the Shar falls three times, they only rebuild it twice, the third time, Ben David Bar. Shas Petirasi, when he passed away, Omolehen, he requested the Chevra Kadisha, and Mikuli, Aroini. Now, who's he talking? This is Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, who had been asked about the Mashiach. He said, after I pass away, go and put my Oren deep into the ground. Let's say they normally bury the grave, might be 4 feet deep. Mine should be 10 feet deep. Why? Why does he care? So the Gemara she'ain kol dekel v'dekel she'babavel she'ain sus shel parsiyim nikshir boy v'ein lechol kol oroin v'orin she'beretz Yisrael she'ain sus modai oichel boy tevin. He says, unfortunately, until the Mashiach actually will come, during that period of time, both in Bavel and in Modai, they will have control over the world, to the point that kol dekel v'dekel, every single palm tree that you have in Bavel, the sus shel parsiyim will be nikshir boy. There are going to be so many, today we would say so many police cars, there are going to be so many susim of the parasim that are attached to each one, like a parking spot, that they're going to go and park their susim next to each dekel, and one sus is going to be nikshar, is going to be tied to each dekel. Ve'en l'chol kol orin v'orin sh'be'eretz Yisrael, every orin that nebuch with their armesim, they're going to be unearthed, she'en sus modai oichel b'tevin. The Modim are going to have so many susim, so many horses, they won't have enough troughs for them to feed them. So what are they going to do? They're going to unearth Aroinois, take out Nebuch, all of the mesim, all the bones, and just discard them. And they're going to use those Aroinois as makeshift troughs for their susim. That's why I want to be buried very, very deeply, that they won't be able to go and bring up my art. It just won't be worth their while. Amarav, Amen David Bachet Tispashir Hamalchus al Yisrael Tishkadoshim. The Endeavor is not going to come until Tispashir Hamalchus. Now, which Malchus are we talking about? So it doesn't say specifically. It could be that we're talking about the Malchus of the Goyim. And although in our Gemara it says Tispashir Hamalchus al Yisrael, there's another Girsa on the side. First, in my Gemara have a Beis and a Gimel. So if you look at the Masoris Hashas, the Malchus referring to Malchus Harishoa. Malchus Harishoa usually is a reference to the Roman Empire, to Edom, to the Esavs of the world. And then it says Al Yisrael, in the Gimel it says, B'chol O'ilim Kulay. So when the Roman Empire takes over the whole world, and it's going to last for Tisha Chadoshim for 9 months, then Mashiach will come. Shenema. L'chein yitnein ad Es Yoleida Yolda, V'yeser Echav Yoshuvan al B'nei Yisrael. So the Es Yoleida Yolda, how long does it take for a mother to give birth, a Yoledet? It takes 9 months, right? Nine months of pregnancy. Then, at that point, boom, then there will be Mashiach will come. Oma Ula, Yeser V'la Yichmane. Now, Ula says something which is very, very puzzling. He says, Yeser, Mashiach should come, V'la Yichmane, but I don't want to experience it. I don't want to see it. Rabbi said the same thing. Yesif will come in, but I don't want to see it. Why not? So we'll see in the Gemara shortly because of the Chevre Mashiach. The Mashiach means if Mashiach is coming, it's just like every mommy that's giving birth. The birth pains are so terrible. That's why Rashi brings in Chumash that every mother that gives birth makes a shvua that she's never going to give birth again because the pain was just so overwhelming. So it says now, Ula and Rabba, the same thing is, Yesu le'ichmanei, the Mashiach should come, but I don't want to experience, I don't want to see it, because I can't live through those labor pains. So Rabbi Yosef Omar, Yesi, to le'kimen, ve'iski, and I want to be zoicha, the Esiv betula de kufisa de chamrei. So Rabbi Yosef is really kind of the other extreme, and he says, I can't wait till it comes, and if it comes, I'll be zoicha, I'll be happy to go and sit in the shade of the excrement which is going to be excreted by the chamor. Because after all, we said that in all likelihood, we're going to have the Mashiach ride on Ani Yoshua al-Chamor. I'm happy to go and sit in the shade of that smelly kufisa, that's the terribly excrement that is going to be piled up by that chamor. I'm happy to experience it all. Omli Abai l'Rabba. So Abai asked Rabba, my time, why did you say, v'le'ichmina? You don't want to see the Mashiach, you don't want to experience it. Ilay mishem chamle shal Mashiach is because of chamle Mashiach. What time I'll bring you a brayse? Shalu talmida ves Rabbi Luzer. Mayas odav yinotze mechevle shal Mashiach. What should he do to go and save himself from the birth pains, from the birth pangs, from the anguish and agony of the chevle Mashiach? Yasim b'torah v'gunas chasodim. All you have to do is learn Torah and do chesed. That's your sure ticket that you're not going to have to worry about chevle Mashiach. So now says Abai to Rabba, Umar ha Torah v'gimnas chasodim. You have a reputation. You're the biggest. You're the Godel Hador, Rabba. That's how he gained a name like Rabba. And you do tremendous amounts of chesed. That being the case, You don't have to worry. Amaleis, he told him, Shema Yigra Machet. It's taka true. I learn and I do chesed, but unfortunately, I might sin or might have done sins which will neutralize and eliminate the tremendous benefit of Tayyidim Mizchasada. And now the Gemara is going to bring two instances, which are quite, the first one is very famous because Rashi brings it to Chumash, second one as well, that we find that greater people than me, said Rabbah, were concerned about Shema Yigra Machet. Can Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi? What did Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi say? Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi Ramik said, it says in Pasuk, Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Yaakov Avinu, Hinei Anoichi Imach, Ushmarticha B'chol Asher Teilech, Vashi Boisicha L'Oretz Azoyis, I'm going to take good care of you. You have nothing to worry about, Yaakov Avinu. Shmarticha, I'm going to give you full Shmira. Vashi Boisicha L'Adam Azoyis, Kilei Ezovcha, I'm never going to leave you. Adashin Rasisi Eishan Dibarti Lach, I'm going to keep every one of my promises that I give, nothing to worry about. And then it says afterwards in the Pasuk, B'yiri Yaakov Oy V'yetzalai, what was he noivous about? If Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to be Shmir 24-7 for the rest of your life, I'm with you. Why is V'yira V'yetzalah? Shemisharei Shem Yigra Machet. Oh, so that's same thing with me. Taka Torah Gmiz Chesed, Shem Yigra Machet. And another Rai, Kidesanya, a zweiter Rai. Shteg Nebrais, it says in the Shira, Ad Yavar Am Chashem, Ad Yavar Am Zukanisa. What's the double Ad Yavar? Darshan Chazal, Ad Yavram Shemzo, Birishoin. That's the time they came to Eretz Yisrael the first time with Yeshua Ben Nun. Ad Yavram Zukanisa, Zubishni, when they came to Eretz Yisrael the second time by Ezra and Nehemiah. So why does the Torah equate the two Ad Yavars in the same passage? Emma Miyatar Uyma Yisrael Asis Lam Nes, Birishnia, Kibirishoin. They should have been Zoicha to have the Nisim that we had at the times of Yeshua Ben Nun. What are those Nisim? So Rashi says, for instance, that by Yeshua they were able to go through the Arden.
It split.
And of course, prior to that, when we were in Mitzrayim, we had the Yam split in times of Moshe Rabbeinu, and we had all the Makas in Mitzrayim. So when they came the second time, the Ezra and Nehemiah, they should also have seen open Nisim Neflois. Elishagor Machet. Unfortunately, they had Chatoim, and that Chet was Goyrim, that they were not Zoichet to such Nisim Neflois. So that's what Rabbah was saying. That's why Leachmina, I don't want to see it because I'm afraid of Chavdi Mashiach. Even though we have Torah, Gemilas Chasadim, Shema Yigre Machet. V'cheinu Amar Yochanan, Yesu Leachmina. Same thing. Yet Lozov Zekimen, but I don't want to see it. Om Leirish Lokish, my time. Ilem Yishem Dechziv, Kashi Yonim Ish Mepnehuari. The Ufogoy Hadoiv. Sorry, not Yonim. Yonus Ish Mepnehuari. Person flees from a lion. And he thinks, oh, Baruch Hashem, I was able to flee from the lion, and the lion let me go. And then he meets a bear. And then if he's able to flee from the bear, he gets home. Oh, nothing to worry about. He puts his hand against the wall. And then a nochash, a snake, bites him. In other words, wherever he goes, whatever he does, unfortunately, he's in danger. And therefore, if that's the reason why, Rabbi Yochanan, you are scared, because you're saying, wherever I turn, it's danger here, and danger there, and danger everywhere. Even nowadays, says Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, I can show you a mashal. If a person goes out in his own field, he's checking out his field, he's checking out his property, and then he sees a santer. What's a santer? A santer is a surveyor who works for the government. And what is his job? To survey all the properties, to make sure that all the properties are with the right borders and the right boundaries. He is now noivis that this santa may come and say, the border, your boundary of your property is 10 feet over too much, and you're going to lose this property, and we're going to push the border back. Oh, he feels as if, the lion is there waiting for me to go and chap and go and take away some of my property. Nicholas Leir thinks, okay, now I leave my property, I'm going to go back to the city. Sholem Yisrael, Pogabay Gabay. And now the Gabe comes. The Gabe here doesn't mean the Gabe that gives Elias in Shul. The Gabe here is referring to the tax collector. And he says, oi, 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 taxes. Toimi Kamisha Pogay Doiv. He feels as if now it's the Doiv that's attacking. Nicholas of Beisa, he goes into his own home. Nebuch, his own children are Nebuch there because of the poverty. They're famished. There's a famine. They haven't eaten. They're starving. So he feels as if Nashachi Nachash. So therefore, so that cannot be the reason why you, Rabbi Yochanan, don't want to see the Mashiach. You're worried about the Ari, the Doiv, and Nachash. even Bizman Azeh, we have those feelings at times when we are concerned about tax collectors and surveyors and the starving at home.
You know what an IRS audit is.
Oh, but now it's going to be lighter because they dismissed about half of them, right? Or they're going to, in Baruch Hashem. Okay. El Mishim Dechziv. The New York Times is already concerned and says, we're going to lose 10% of our tax revenues. How are we going to go and pay for all our bills?
We've got 10% of our spending.
Exactly. Hopefully 50% of our spending. El Mishim Dechziv, it says in the Pasuk, Shalino Re'u Im Yeled Zohar Madua Re'isi Kol Gever Yodav Al Chalotzev Kileida V'nefchu Kol Ponim Li'erokai. Must be from this Pasuk. What is this Pasuk all about? We're going to see a Yeled Zohar. A Zohar, of course, is a male. And that male is now giving birth to the point where he has his hands on his chalotzev, on his loins, kayoleda, like a mommy giving birth. V'nepchu kol ponim li'erok, and nebuch, his face has turned now all different colors, and it's now white and pale, as if he's going to faint. What is this all about? You're talking about a zachar, you're talking about a male. A male has birth pains. Is he going to have chavleleda? I'm sorry?
It's gender fluid.
I see nowadays, yeah. Well, where we've changed that. A boy is a boy and a girl is a girl.
Absolutely.
Anyway, so how is it that all of the Zohar, Mayri Isi Kogever, what does it mean? I see all of the Painima, the faces of the Gevorim, as if they are in labor. I mean, it doesn't make sense. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Omer Rav, we're not talking about Kogever, a person, we're talking about Rabbi Nishalom Kaviyachal. Misha Kol Gevur Shaloi, he has all of the might and all the power. Umay the Nevchu Kol Panam Lirachim, what does that mean? They're both upstairs, the Malachim, and downstairs, B'nei Adam. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, they all belong to me. How am I going to go and kill some for others? What does that mean? That's what people have an expression. Rohit v'nofel tura v'ozel v'shodle susya b'uriya. So Rashi says that the moshel is, I'm sorry, that a person made a beautiful trough for his shor, his ox, who was nice and does a good job and does a lot of avoid and everything is great, and he made a nice trough for it. And then unfortunately one day, Roy Fanofel Tur of Ozel, the shor went and he was running and playing the marathon or whatever, tripped and broke a leg or something. Right. So it's going to take another 3 months for rehab. In the meantime, what am I going to do with the trough? Vishadi lay susi, and he allowed his horse to go and use that trough for feeding. And now, yes.
The other one had an accident.
He had an accident, beautiful. And the reason why he had a horse over there, because he was horsing around.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened? So now, what happens 3 months later? He wants the shore, now Baruch Hashem is back, the rehab was excellent, mm-hmm. a lot of physical therapy, and is able to come and run and go. And now the shore wants to go back to the original trough. What is he going to do with the sus? I already gave the sus here the rights and the trough, and now there's going to be a lot of kin of a sinner here, the Masa Breishas. So says Rashi, the same thing applies lahavdil to Klal Yisrael and to the Umas Oilam. Kadosh Baruch Hu was angry at Klal Yisrael for so many years, and therefore he allowed the Umas Oilam to be in control. Now, says Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to bring the Geula for Klal Yisrael, it means I'm going to have to go and get rid of all of these bad goy, even though they're bad, but nevertheless, I feel uncomfortable having to go and destroy these in the front of those.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Kadosh Baruch himself, Kaviyachal, has having. Let's look at the last Rashi, who says much nicer than I do. On the right hand margin, 10, 12 lines before the end, Roy Venofel Turav Ozvashadi Susya Abeuria, Kisharotz Hashar, when the shore was running, Venofel and it fell down. Mamin Suspim Koimai Be'evusai. Then the farmer goes, and the one that owns the cattle and the horses, goes and allows for the sus to be in its place. He wouldn't have done that previously, because the shor, that ox was so clear and dear to his heart.
Mm-hmm.
When eventually this shor is going to have a refiyah mimapalosai from its fall, after he gave the sus the right to go and use this trough, to go and say, sus, I'm very sorry, from now on the shore is back, and you know, please. So the sus is going to say, are you sure? Yeah, here's the shore is right here. You know? So Kacha Kodesh Baruch Hu Kimin Shirom Apalos and Shul Yisrael. Originally we saw Yisrael fell. No Yisink Dulos Li Yavdi Chom. He made the Goyim be prominent and grace at Kanakers and Machers. Kshachoyin Yisrael V'tshuva V'nigolim Koshul Li Abid Yavdi Chom Ne Yisrael Kodesh Baruch Hu Yachal is going to feel bad. Even though he's a Rishoyim, but nevertheless, still feels bad. Halol Amasi Yadah. Back to the Gemara, Asin Yisrael, the Achli Shnei Mashiach. Eventually, Klal Yisrael is going to have the schus to get all the benefit of the bounty the Mashiach is going to bring along. Rav Yosef in Pshita, Grace of Chiddush. Elaman Achluhu, who then is going to go and eat from the Shnei Mashiach? Chilik Ubilit, Ubilik, Achluhu. You think it's going to be Chilik Ubilik? Who are Chilik Ubilik? Rashi has a couple of pshatim, but his main pshat is Chilik Ubilik are really not real names and not real people, but rather, like when it says Tom, Dick, and Harry, or Yankel and Beryl. Are you referring to anybody in particular? No, these are just names that you throw out. Sorry?
Ploni Almoni.
See, here too, who else is going to go in? Of course, Klal Yisrael. I mean, that's the whole purpose of bringing the Gula Mashiach. And you think, Chilik and Bilik are going to eat it. Achlihu. Lafukim and Reb Hill. Sikhtimora, what Reb Hill Marav is trying to say is no to Moitzi from what we said in the name of Reb Hill. What if he'll say? We already had this yesterday. There's no Mashiach. What do you mean there's no Mashiach? Cheskia Melech. He was already the Melech HaMashiach. He was the one that did this grace of Moivsim, and then that was one of the best times that Klal Yisrael had throughout their history. That was the Mashiach. And there's no more Mashiach that's going to come. And therefore, Sarf Gidol Marav, Asim Yisrael, Achlin, there's going to be Mashiach, and Miyat Hashem, there's going to be wonderful, wondrous things. We said that the chayr of what Hill is saying is not Hill, Reb Hill is a chayr very difficult to understand. So Mitzvah tomorrow, the Rashi says, Ela Kodesh Baruch Hu Eimem Mashiach LiYisrael. It's about 15 lines from the top of the Amid. Eimem Mashiach Ela Kodesh Baruch Hu Yimlech Miatzva VeYigalim Levadoi. He's not going to send any more a Mashiach on the back of a chamor or in a Tesla or in the Anani Yakovit. Kodesh Baruch Hu himself, Kavi Yochel, he's going to be the Melech Mashiach. There won't be anybody else. That's why the Gemara said, "Oh no, no, it's not Mashiach. Don't worry." Right, first wide line. Omer Rav Leiri Alma Ella the David. You know why the world was created for David the Melech? Why for David the Melech? Says Rashi, because David the Melech sang to Kodesh Baruch Hu with his mir shivish brachos of the Tehillim. The Tehillim is so beautiful, and that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world just for David the Melech to put together all those praises of Hashem.
And he harped on it.
Right. Ushmul Omer Lemoishe, and Shmuel said, the world was created because of Moshe Ben the Rai Mehemna that was Mekabel the Torah and disseminated to Klal Yisrael and to the world. Rabbi Yochanan Amar LeMashiach. Oh, the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world is Mashiach eventually is going to come and he's going to bring the Geula. Mashemoy, what's the name of Mashiach? So we already quoted this on the Amud Aleph, of course. Shai was all nervous about it. The Beit of Shiloh Amri, Shiloh Shemoy. The name is Shiloh. Shenema Ad Ki Yovoy Shiloh. Shiloh is going to come. That was the Shiloh that we had back in the Amud Aleph. And notice who's the one that said it. Rav Shila said, Shiloh Shemai. Similarly, the way Rav Yanai Amri Yanoin Shemai, says Rashi, Yanoin is very similar to Yanai, to Rav Yanai. Mm-hmm. His name will be Yanoin. Shenema Yishmoy Li'olam, Lefnei Shemesh, Yanoin Shemai. Yanoin is going to be the one, Lefnei Shemesh, before the son of the Geula, the Mashiach ben David, who's going to be Machris, who's going to proclaim and tell everybody, Mashiach is on its way. His name will be Yanoin, similar to Yanai. Dvei Rav Chanina Omar, Chanina Shemai. No, it will be like Rav Chanina. Shemar, Ashloi Etein Lechem Chanina. I'm not going to give you any chaim, but subsequent to that, bom, Mashiach will be. V'yesh Omar Menachem Ben Chizki Shemai. Shemar, Ki Rochi Mimeni, Menachem Meshem Nafshi. I'm waiting for that Menachem to go Mimeshem my Nevesh to bring the Mashiach. Right? The Mephoshim said Ben Chizki is kind of just a throw-in. We have a throw-in in the sense, Avad and Menachem Ben Chizki, but the Pasuk itself doesn't say anything. Ben Chizki only ever arrived at Gabi Menachem. So that's the so far you'll notice each one of them quoted his own name. Rabban Amri Chivra Debei Rabbi Shemai. His name is Chivra Debei Rabbi. Now what means Chivra over here? So Rashi says Chivra means Metzoyra Shel Beis Rabbi. Uy, Metzoyra. Shenema, getting back to the Pasuk, Ochin Chalainu Hu Nosa Umachiveinu Savlam Vanachnu Chashavnuhu Nagua Muka Alikim Umauna. Which means that the Mashiach is going to go and be willing to go and carry our chaloyim. Our chaloyim is our sicknesses. Umachivenu, and he's going to endure, he'll be soivel, he'll tolerate all of our machoivim, or again, all of our diseases. And we're going to make the cheshbon. Nagua Muka Lekim Umguna. He's going to be the one that's going to be the Mashiach, and he's going to go and bring it. So notice before you continue on, what are the four names? Actually, five names. We have Shiloi, then we have Yinon, we have Menachem, then we have at the end over here Chivra, we have Chanina and Chivra. Both of those are Ches. Says the Vilna Goyin, the word Mashiach is Rosh Tevis. Mem is Menachem. Shin is
Shila.
Yud is Yinon. Ches is either Chanina or Chivra. So wow. Mashiach is Rosh Vilna Goyin. If you learned this more 20 times, would you have thought about it? Would have. I wouldn't have. Going. So he says that's the Rosh Hashanah Mashiach. Okay, we might start off. Mashiach Mashemoy. So all four of these. Now, why did each one quote their own name? So the Mefarshim, what each one was saying was, not trying to be cute, it's going to have this, my name here, my name, it's going to be Hanina, it's going to be. What they mean to say is, for Mashiach to be the Mashiach, he has to have some of my qualities. So Shiloh had certain qualities, and Yinoin, and Yanai, and Chanina, each one is saying, he's going to have some of my character traits, and it's taka true. It says, we'll be going all four. Mashiach is going to have all characters, all of the wonderful character traits of these five, of the Menachem, and of the Shiloh, and Yinoin, and Yanai, etc. Omrim Nachman, im min chiyahu ki goin ana, shenemar vo yadir mimenu, umoishli mikir bo yetze. What means im min chiyahu? Min chiyah means if he is among the living. After all, we don't know who the Mashiach is. If he happens to be a living being, he's like me, meaning that either with my midos, as well as Ayrav Nachman, I am to be a miyuchas, because I come from the base. He was an item by the Reish Galusa, and presumably if there were Meshadach with him, presumably he was also from David HaMelech, and also from the Yehuda, etc. And that's number one. And number two, he had a certain degree of power, since he was the Abbezdin there in the Shtik. So here the same thing is, the Mashiach that's going to come, if he's among the living, he'll be someone that will be similar to me, that he will have yichus, and that he's going to be a person with a certain degree of power. But during menu, the adr is going to come in menu, it's going to be from among you, from the living. From the living, you're going to Bein HaKadosh. Bein HaKadosh was the Nasi, and therefore he also had the power of the Messias. If he's someone who already passed away, it's going to be like a person like Daniel, who was a great tzaddik, great shalachid, as we know, he didn't bow down to the tzelem, etc. David Acher is going to be a second David, meaning that's Mashiach ben David, a descendant of David Melech, Shenema, V'ivdo, Hashem, and Kehem, V'eis David, Malka, Masher, Okim Lehem, Heikim Loinem, Ela Okim, I'm going to be making, is the Chassim that will be a second David HaMelech, meaning a Mashiach ben David, a descendant. Only the Pope, Abai, Lakzir, the David Abdi, Nosi Lehem, Li Oilam, oh, it sounds like David HaMelech is going to be Nosi forever, so it's not going to be a new David, it's the same old David. After the market going, Keser, U Palgi Keser, what's my Keser, Palgi Keser, says Rashi, it's like when you have Lahavdil, the president, and a vice president, or you have a king and a viceroy, like Yossi Letzadik was a viceroy. So here too, they're going to be talking. Exactly. So they're going to be two Davids. Rashi says, "God, the new David is the one Asher Okim. He's going to be the king at that time, and the old, the previous David HaMelech, he's going to be Shein Eloi. Wow. He's going to be his assistant." I would have thought the opposite.
Ooh. Yes.
But look, Rashi, 10 lines at the bottom. That Palgi Kesa Melech V'Shein Eloi, there's going to be a king and his assistant. King David HaChodosh, he'll be the Melech. Kidachsev V'David Malkam Asher Akim, it says Akim, and it says Melech. David HaMelech Shein Eloi Kidachsev Nosi Lehem V'Leksum Melech. It doesn't say anymore David Avdi Melech, it says Nosi Lehem. So they'll be second in command after him. Met Shem Mashiach should come, and we should see it with our own eyes. We'll stop here by Dorish Reb Simlo. Wow. Hey. Wow. Have a wonderful day.
I was surprised you didn't know Rav Yo-